rocks.
Oh, God. It's already Monday, man. Don't make it worse.
This is beautiful. My humming is beautiful. Or whatever that was. It wasn't really humming. It was more just moaning.
It was you in the back of your grandma's car when you were 4 years old just saying things. Shut up back there.
Grandma, do you like my song?
I look back, and, you know, Grandma would take us for the day. You know, the parents have to go to work or whatnot. So, dude, we used to, some of the things, I feel bad.
Yeah, you should. You're terrible.
I mean, we were just kids, you know, that's what kids did, but.
No excuse, you were awful.
No, my grandparents were just unfortunate that the movie Home Alone came out around the time that I was a child.
You learned all the terrible things from Home Alone.
Poor people, man.
You poor grandma and grandpa. I digress. And now Southwest Michigan has to suffer. That's the problem.
Yeah, right.
That's the problem. Grandma should have taken you out a long time ago. Should have snuffed you out. We got to get to it, folks. It's time for your morning dump.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump.
That
septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Well, this is probably the big news. I'll start with the sad news, and then we'll try and cheer everyone up. But sadly, we lost another legend. Alex Trebek lost his battle with pancreatic cancer yesterday. He passed away at his Los Angeles home surrounded by family and friends. He was 80 years old. Trebek announced in March of last year that he had been diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer, but continued to host Jeopardy as he fought the disease. His last day of shooting was October 29th, just over a week ago. Which it's amazing how quick that took over. You know what I mean?
You know, and I think too, he was kind of sticking it out, wasn't he?
Oh, for sure, dude. He was fighting the good fight. Absolutely. Those episodes will be shown. He does have a record. He holds the Guinness World Record for most game show episodes hosted.
Wow.
Wish I had the
number.
How many?
Does it say how many?
Let me look it up quick. It didn't say there in my prep. I guess I could have done a little bit more prep. How many episodes?
Here's the one huge thing that sticks out in my mind when I think of the good thing, you know, back in his career. Remember when he came out in his underwear?
Oh, yeah, dude. It was fantastic.
It's just so unlike Trebek, you know, and when he did that, it was mind-blowing.
Let's see. How many episodes did Alex Trebek... Trebek, host.
They probably don't even know.
8,000 episodes.
Dude. Wow.
I did not expect that. That's insane.
Yeah. There's your record. There's your Guinness World Record.
So 8,000 plus or minus, but oh my God. Duh. Hey,
good luck, Drew Carey.
Yeah. Never going to happen. And that's the thing. Now, so Jeopardy, they have stuff that they filmed. And then they're going to show those. I think that finishes out like through the year. Mm-hmm. Are they going to have another host come in? I feel like they're not just going to get rid of the show, but man, you don't want to be the guy that steps into those shoes. Those are impossible
kidding.
To fill.
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
Those are massive shoes to fill.
Yeah. And it's a huge show. So, you know, I feel like they'd have to keep it going.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. They're not.
I mean, Drew Carey did step in for Bob Barker. That's legendary shoes to fill, you know, and it's all right. It's not quite the same, but you seen Drew now with his beard? He's got that lockdown beard.
He does.
It's interesting. He doesn't look bad, but it's interesting. It's weird seeing him with a beard.
Anyways, man, hearing that news over the weekend was tough. I mean, we knew that he was in a tough time of his life, but man.
Yeah. Yeah, it feel like
rest in peace.
It came quick, especially with him still recording just over a week ago. And then in other news, Al Roker just announced that he has pancreatic cancer.
Oof.
He's 66, 61, 66. So
wow, not that old.
No. Just young by standards. So, all right. Well, now that I bummed everybody out, I'm sorry. Let's perk it up just a tad. But we will miss you, Alex. We will miss you.
Absolutely.
And hopefully they're showing reruns of the old SNL skits of Jeopardy.
Up there
in heaven.
Dude.
That's great. the Titanic sunk more than 100 years ago, but it's still racking in tourist dollars. Starting this May, you can visit the shipwreck, but it'll cost you. A ticket goes for $125,000.
Damn!
OceanGate Expeditions is doing a series of six dives to visit the British passenger ship.
It's more expensive than actually being on the Titanic.
Yeah, it's more expensive than that, what was that, the Heart of the Ocean necklace? That's that old that old broad threw back in there after that guy's just been trying to recover it and share the story. You know, F that,
trash.
Man.
What are you doing?
That's what always bothered me about Titanic is Rose, okay? You know, here's this guy, Bill Paxton, right? He was playing the oceanographer, whatever, the explorer. Mm-hmm. He's trying to bring to light this amazing story, trying to share the story with the world. He's spending all of this money, all right, busting his butt. They bring Rose on. And what does that old bag do? She throws it back into the ocean.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I'd whimper, too, as I was throwing. You know what, lady? You're going in after it, too. If I find out that you threw that thing in there.
You know, instead of
Bill
maybe...
Bill Paxton's going to be pissed.
Instead of maybe donating it so we could help raise money to find out more. No, this old bag of bones, it's thrown it in there. You know, Jack, here you go. You old bag.
No!
What are you doing?
No. Oh, my God.
You know, and...
How much was that worth again? Wasn't it? Dude, it was like...
A couple million.
Like $1 billion, yeah, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, and this old bag just like, no, screw. They fly her out there. They let her talk about how she was a horny, you know, horny 20-year-old on this boat. They listen to her gross stories. She
basically murdered somebody, not letting Jack on that door.
Yeah. Jack easily could have fit on that door, but no. And then she throws the... You know what? That's not a love story. It's a horror story about how this lady murdered some guy.
Need to remake the Titanic. Titanic 2, the true story.
And was that necklace even hers to begin with? I don't think it was it?
No. The guy gave it to her. He was the one that the rich dude that she was getting married to.
What was that, Billy Zane? Wasn't it Billy Zane?
Yeah, dude.
Damn you, Billy Zane. What are you doing?
He should have kept it in that safe, man.
Yeah, she's out there getting plowed in the back of a, you know, Model T. Yeah, cheating on you. And then she keeps the jewelry after she murders another guy. She was a serial killer.
Dude, imagine, right, you get Kiki, the Heart of the Ocean, dude. It costs you millions of dollars. This is back in 19 whatever. And she sneaks off and gets naked and has some dude draw her.
Yeah.
Some other. What if, dude, if you think about it, really size it up, this trash.
Yeah. Rose was a piece of trash. We chalk it up to that. You know, you got Celine Dion singing in the background about her heart will go on. Yeah.
Huh.
So I say we throw Rose in the ocean. How about we do that?
You're going in after it.
The old bag.
You're going in after it, bitch. Yeah.
I hope you can swim because you're going to get it.
It's terrible.
Love it.
So terrible.
But yeah, if you got $125,000, you can go swim around the Titanic. There you go. Yeah. Lastly, I think this is big news. We should probably talk about it. We have a new president. That's right. Yeah. Joe Biden officially announced to all the news sources. You know, of course, I don't think Trump's going to go down without a fight. I know he's already planned to sue a bunch of people and try and get recounts. Joe will not be in the White House until January 20th, I believe. It is notable, though, that his running mate, Kamala Harris, will serve as the country's first woman vice president. First black woman VP and first woman of Asian descent in that role. So she's checking a lot of boxes there.
Wow.
On there. Wow. This is big. This is big.
You know what? Congratulations. Chalk it up. You know, whether you voted for him, whether you didn't, whatever happens and whatever goes on from here on out, you support your country. Support your president. Look at the best things that he can do.
Yeah.
So instead of crying and getting on your knees and looking up to the sky,
we got to move forward. This is, like you said, yeah, it doesn't matter what you, but this is where we're at now. We got to move forward at this.
We're all American.
I think we can all jump on the train, though, and say that I don't know if we're ready for a woman president yet. I don't know if we're there yet. Okay, we'll test it out with the VP. If she does anything crazy, then we'll figure it out from there. But right now. You know,
that's Brock at WIRX.com.
You know, we
have nothing to do with that.
We only let him start. We only let him start voting like 100 years ago. All right. You think we're ready for this? I don't know, man.
Dude, you're going to get tossed in after Rose gets tossed in.
You got some broad on her rag there trying to run the country. Good Lord.
No. Once again, it's Brock at WIRX.com.
She's feeling bloated. Jeez. She can't find any might all. That's how nuclear wars start. All right.
God, you're going straight to hell. You know that?
Some foreign diplomat's like, God, she's grouchy today. Let's just give her some chocolate. Jesus.
All right. Well, we're fired. You're fired, at least.
I'm just in a mood today. I'm feeling bloaty. It's
well, you're the president, so.
Yeah. All right. Well, there you go. That's your morning dump.
The Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Rock 107 WIRX.